For all my foes, I'm an object of reproach, a laughingstock to my neighbor. I think the paradox of that line and several others I want to read tonight, today, especially the title of the day, it is Good Friday. Why is it good? I mean, Jesus crucified in the worst way you could. But I personally believe that there is a humor part of Jesus Christ and God Himself with joyfulness and salvation for each and every one of us. Good Friday, indeed. Because this is the day that allows us to go to heaven. And I imagine what Jesus was thinking as He was fully God and fully human, to have a part of His brain that was thinking and chuckling while He was being beaten as a human. Again, I am, He said, in the agony of the garden. I am. He's basically saying, I am God. There you go. And when He said to them, I am, they turned away and fell to the ground. And He said to them again, I have spoken publicly to the world. So tell me who I am. His disciples knew in some degree. Many ran away. And others brought him to jail, to go into jail. Or think about Pontius Pilate. And again, for all of these people, we need to pray for them too, right? And God, at the end of the day, we don't know what's in His mind. Somebody just asked the other day, where is Pontius Pilate? Do you think he goes to heaven because of his sins? Or Judas? Does he go to heaven? Did Jesus, when He went to hell, bring back His friend? Remember reading that someplace way that a child thought that. Because God is totally beyond us. But as humans, you know, Pontius Pilate, he says one of those great lines with three words. And now he is in the back of our hymnal books every Sunday. Pontius Pilate. Is God not just chuckling about that? Sometimes I am. Pontius Pilate, do you realize what you're going to say now today? For the next 2 centuries, that in International Falls, Minnesota, with English, that you don't even know that. You don't know what that place is. You don't even know we have a globe. That your name is going to be in our hymnals because you said something with three words that is one of the most important thought of philosophies throughout the year. What is truth? And what was Jesus thinking of that? Because He knew, I am truth. I said that publicly. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What was He thinking of when He was talking to Pontius Pilate? Buddy, I am truth. But I'm going through this to be on earth for even your salvation, Pontius Pilate. The soldiers, they put on His head the crown of thorns and purple vestments, making a joke, Hail, King of the Jews. And again, us sitting here 2,000 years ago, we're thinking, you guys didn't get that, did you? You didn't get that joke you just made up yourself. There's a paradox of what you all just said, and that for us is easy 2,000 years ago, reading the whole Bible that we have today, which they didn't even have that back then, that the soldiers were making fun of Him, but actually, they're teaching what is true. Jesus is the King, period. And He will take it from humans to save us as humans. Or again, Pontius Pilate. Behold the man, behold your king, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews, on the placard on the top of every cross, every crucifix, that Jesus, the Nazarene, the King of the Jews, once again, that they used as early Christians to make fun of Pontius Pilate, the Romans, and the leaders that were not following him. They believed and they knew, hey, guess what? He is our king. And we still believe that today. Or, this is one of the most bizarre, I think, because even as the priests, the sacred priests back then, this is a flat out lie. We have no king but Caesar. Really? You know all the Old Testament. You know the law. You had Moses and Abraham and all of your leaders that were saved from God, the king. And now you're going to say publicly, the only king there is Caesar. That's a lie. In our first reading, we heard the fourth servant's song. Heard three of them earlier this week at daily mass. The people that told us many years before we would be in our church, many decades before, many centuries before Jesus would come on our planet. Isaiah said, yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. Even when our human people that killed him could too be saved. We had all gone astray like sheep. And how true in our own lives today, or our society, that we go away, that we're astray, that we drift away, and that he surrendered himself to death. Finally, in Hebrews today, we heard, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet with sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. And I hope and I praise that someday, all of us as a family, that we can be happy and joyful and laugh at our foolishness we can do. And just, again, the paradox of here's a God that is put on the planet as one of us. That itself is like a joke. How did that happen? Why? You could have done anything from heaven. You didn't have to come down here. You could have done anything you wanted, God. These almost impossible things we could even imagine. That's how much God loves us. That's how much Jesus Christ has love for every one of us. That's why it is Good Friday, even though it's a sad day and a day of humble and a humorous day of our Savior, our real King, our brother, our friend, and the one that would take everything from us to save us.